Sun's Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African athletics. Kenya's Evans Chebet won Sunday's Lake Biwa Marathon in Japan, where he clocked 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 29 seconds. The 31-year-old Kenyan made his break at the 36-kilometer mark, and he finished 36 seconds ahead of Stephen Makoka, one of South Africa's top distance runners. Another Kenyan, Felix Kiprotich, finished third in a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 48 seconds. The annual Lake Biwa Marathon is run near the largest freshwater lake in Japan, an ancient lake more than 4 million years old. And this 2-time Olympic silver medalist won the Lake Biwa Marathon in 2009.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Now let's go to Southern California, where Ethiopia's Bioligan Tashagar and Kenya's Margaret Muriuki won the men's and women's titles at the 35th Los Angeles Marathon. The 20-year-old Tashagar was making his marathon debut, and he had a winning time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 26 seconds. Muriuki, meanwhile, led from start to finish in the women's race and hit the tape in a personal best time of 2 hours, 29 minutes, and 27 seconds. She and Tashagar each received first-place prize money of $23,000. Namdi Moeta caught up with Margaret Muriuki after her victory. Here's Namdi.
Margaret, how are you?
I'm good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It happened on a very important day, International Women's Day. Talk about this win on a very special day for you.
Today it was my special day. I didn't expect it to win. Even I didn't know whether it was an International Women's Day. I wanted to finish and I was told, hey, you are winning on International Women's Day. And I was like, wow, I'm the lucky woman today. So I'm grateful for that. And to all women there, I can only tell them to be strong in everything they do.
What message will you have for a young Kenyan girl that wants to run on the stage you are running now?
I can tell the young girl in Kenya to pick it up slowly. Mm-hmm. This thing is easy, depending on how you will take it and depending on whether you have a passion. So the only good thing is to pick it up slowly, trust in God, focus on your training, and at the end of the day, you'll be a winner.
4 months ago, you picked up the Honolulu Marathon.
Yeah.
Today, the Los Angeles Marathon.
Yeah.
But the race from the stadium to the sea, you broke away from the stadium by yourself. There was no competition. Talk about the race.
It was not so hard for me to win. I can say that because all women kept back on me, but I keep on telling myself that I cannot stay in front and then maybe someone come and go like that. So I had the confidence all the way to stay in front and finish the race as a winner.
When you showed up by the Pacific Ocean, because this race was from the stadium to the sea, we did not see anybody behind you. Were you surprised?
I was surprised. Because I thought maybe somebody could come all the way from back at maybe 38 kilometers, because they always say that at that 5 and 38 kilometers it is always hard. But to me, I always say that at 38, 35 to 38 kilometers to 42 kilometers, it's not too hard. It's not hard. It's only that if you reach to a certain place like 35 kilometers, you stop running with your leg, then learn with your heart. I can say I'm happy to win today and to have a personal best. In fact, I'm the happiest woman today.
On International Women's Day.
Sure. And the day, and speaking of the today's date, when I was thinking about Honolulu, Honolulu was 8 on 8th.
December.
Mm-hmm. And today was also 8th of March. So I was telling myself, oh God, give me this one today. So that 8th day could be my D-Day. Wow. And also being a month of my birthday, I was praying God very hard and very much to give me as a gift of my birthday.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is on 21st.
And how old will you be?
I will be 34 years.
You're a very strong woman, strong, beautiful woman.
Thank you. And to talk of the race started at 1986.
Hmm.
And that time I was born.
Wow.
So when I heard the race, I was viewing the internet that the race started at 1986, and then I was born in 1986, so I said, wow, this is the place to be.
I'm not your bank manager, and I'm not counting your money. 4 months ago, you picked up money in Honolulu, Los Angeles today. It's a lot of money taken back to Kenya. What are you going to do with this money?
I have been supporting my mom, who is sick, and also I have brothers and sisters who are still in school. I'll still support them and maybe help somebody who will be in need of, who will be having a financial problem. Because as for me, there is no need of keeping money in the bank, and maybe someone is suffering outside there, and maybe they have, she or he has, have someone who is sick. Maybe I'm going to help such kind of people.
What's next for Margaret? Is it going to be Boston? Is it going to be New York? I mean, there's 2 marathons winning in 4 months.
Okay, I would like to, I would love to compete in major races, maybe from now. But due to this, the health cases of coronavirus, mm-hmm. I'll just go relax in Kenya and wait for the management to tell me where to go. And if all goes well and the disease is off, I would love to run in Berlin Marathon because it is a faster course.
Was the coronavirus on your mind when you came into Los Angeles? Because, you know, it's happening now. I'm being a runner. How do you deal with coronavirus? Traveling around, going to the airport, meeting people, shaking hands after your race. How?
Before traveling, it was in my mind on how I would cope with people in the airport. You don't know whether he or she is sick. You yourself, you don't know whether you are being affected. It was difficult for me. But my coach, who is my husband, told me that stop thinking about coronavirus. If you think more about it, it will affect you yourself in the mind. So instead of getting a coronavirus in your body, you will get coronavirus in your head. So focus on Los Angeles and let's see what God will have for you that day.
Margaret, thank you for giving us the time.
Thank you very much.
That's Kenyan athlete Margaret Muriuki, who won the women's race in the 2020 Los Angeles Marathon. And Margaret spoke with Namdi Moweta in Los Angeles, California.
Sporty greetings, everyone. This is Ambassador Mary Onyale, Olympic medalist, 5-time African champion in the sprint event. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us now for a look at some of the weekend highlights in European club football. And Prince says he'll be kicking off with Liverpool's African strike force. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Egyptian speedster Mo Salah and Senegalese playmaker Sadio Mane both recorded their names on the score sheet as Liverpool came from behind to beat Bournemouth 2-1 at Anfield. Manchester United also continued their pursuit of the Champions League with a rousing 2-0 win over Manchester City, courtesy of goals from Antoine Martial and Scott McTominay. The Red Devils' win, which is their first in the league at home to City since 2015, means they stay within touching distance of the top four in the Champions League spot, with only 3 points between them and fourth place Chelsea, who secured a resounding 4-0 victory over Everton at Stamford Bridge, with goals from Mason Mount, Pedro, Willian and Olivier Giroud. Substitute Alexandre Lacazette also scored with 12 minutes remaining to give Arsenal a 1-0 Premier League win over West Ham at the Emirates Stadium, while Tottenham were held to a 1-1 draw at Burnley to make it 5 games without a win in all competition for Jose Mourinho's men.
Prince, the coronavirus has really made an impact on international sporting events, and I understand the top European football leagues are taking precautions.
Yes, Sonny, such a sad situation. In Italy, all sporting events, including Serie A matches, have actually been ordered to take place with no spectators until April 3rd. This decision was arrived at after 366 people in Italy died of coronavirus, with 7,375 others infected. In the French league, Paris Saint-Germain's clash away at Strasbourg, which had been scheduled for Saturday, was actually postponed due to the recent spread of the virus. The French league had earlier on taken precautionary measures to prevent the potential spread of the virus, including players holding mascots by shoulders instead of their hands, and no handshakes between players and match officials ahead of games. There is growing expectation that the Premier League matches in England may have to be played behind closed doors within the next 2 weeks, depending on government advice.
Prince, you mentioned PSG's postponement in France. I see where the reigning champions are still atop the French league standings.
Yes, indeed. The champions topped the table with 68 points from 27 matches, followed by Marseille, who dropped points for the second time in 3 games, as they wasted a 2-goal lead in a 2-2 home draw against Amiens. Marseille went ahead with goals by Morgan Sanson and Dimitri Payet, but conceded the draw in stoppage time when Saman Godos netted the equalizer shortly after French footballer of Guinean descent Seru Guraisi had reduced their rares. A first half goal by Loic Remy earned Lille a 1-0 home victory against Olympique Lyon and kept their hopes alive of playing in next season's Champions League. While Lille, who are fourth with 49 points from 28 games, remain in the hunt for a podium finish, Lyon slipped down to 7th on 40 points.
Prince, let's go to Spain now. Real Madrid suffers a shock defeat in La Liga.
Yeah, the Los Blancos failed to build on last week's Clasico victory as they lost 2-1 at Real Betis in a fiery match and surrendered top spot in La Liga to Barcelona. Real are now second on 56 points after 27 games, 2 behind Barca, who overcame a major challenge in the La Liga title race, beating informed Real Sociedad 1-0 at home. Lionel Messi scored the only goal of the game in the 81st minute after VAR ruled that Robin Lenormand had handled the ball inside the area. Atletico Madrid were also held to a 3rd draw in its last 4 games, with a 2-2 draw home result against Sevilla. Meanwhile in Italy, Juventus beat Inter Milan to go top of the Serie A table in a surreal match played behind closed doors because of coronavirus. Aaron Ramsey and Paulo Dybala scored the goals to take Juve 1 point above Lazio at the top of the table. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African club football news. Samson says teams from Morocco and Egypt have advanced to the CAF Champions League semifinals. Sporty greetings, Samson!
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. All the 4 semifinalists have emerged in the 2019-2020 CAF Champions League after the second leg quarterfinal matches were concluded this past weekend. Raja Casablanca reached the semifinals after a 15-year absence, despite losing 1-0 away to TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo, as they won the first leg 2-0 at home. Wydad scraped through 2-1 on aggregate, despite losing 1-0 at Etoile du Sahel of Tunisia. On Friday, Zamalek of Egypt knocked out defending champions Esperance of Tunisia, falling 1-0 in Tunis to an early penalty, but going through 3-2 on aggregate. Al Ahly of Egypt avenged a humiliating loss to Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa last season by drawing 1-1 in Pretoria on Saturday to qualify for the semi-finals 3-1 on aggregate. The two-leg semi-finals during May will pit Cairo and Casablanca clubs against each other, with Raja facing Zamalek and Wydad Casablanca tackling Al Ahly of Egypt. In the CAF Confederations Cup, Nigerian heavyweight Enyimba bowed out of the competition after they were beaten 2-0 away to Guinean club Horia AC in Conakry to secure a 3-1 aggregate triumph. Debutant Pyramid FC reached the semi-finals of the Confederations Cup after beating Zambians Zanaco 3-1 on aggregate on Sunday. In the other matches played, Hassania Agadir defeated El Nasri of Libya 2-0 thanks to a penalty from Karim El Bakoui and a last-grab goal from Rede Atasi to advance as comprehensive 7-0 aggregate winners. On a rather sad note, a football player in the Nigerian Professional Football League who plays for Nasarawa United, Chineme Martins, died on Sunday after slumping in their Nigerian Professional Football League tie against Northern Bayside Katsina United. An eyewitness who was at the stadium said the late defender was standing alone when he slumped around the 45th minute. His team had been awarded a free kick and he was standing alone in their own half when he suddenly collapsed. Other players informed the referee and he was eventually rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. I am Samson O'Malley in Abuja, Nigeria.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Micho Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The Basketball Africa League, or BAL, recently postponed the start of its inaugural season because of health concerns about the coronavirus. The BAL president says the league will tip off once the threat of the virus is lifted. VOA's Solomon Solomon has the story.
Amid rising corona fears, the Basketball Africa League, or BAL, will postpone its inaugural games that had been set for this month, the league's chief Amadou Gallo Fall told VOA.
Decided to delay the launch, and we're going to launch in this year as soon as we get more clarity about the situation.
The new league is a joint effort between the International Basketball Federation and the NBA. The much-anticipated basketball league was gearing up to open with a full slate of games between teams in 12 African countries. In a promotional video produced for the launch of the BAL, retired Congolese professional basketball player Dikembe Mutombo praised the league's potential to showcase African basketball talent.
For so long, we knew that the continent of Africa was a continent full of treasure. It was a question of time for those who want to go find it.
The timing, however, is now uncertain, as the BAL hasn't set dates for the start of the league, which includes teams from Egypt, Senegal, Nigeria, Angola, Tunisia, Morocco, Madagascar, Mali, Cameroon, Mozambique, and Rwanda. Ogu Adadu, head coach of Rivers Hoopers Basketball Club, a BAL team based in Port Harcourt, Nigeria, said the postponement may have an upside.
Very disappointing, but of course we have to think of our safety first before anything happens. And also for us as a team, I think it's a blessing in disguise because now we'll get to get some more time to actually prepare more and then let's have our foreign players blend more with the team.
Adadu said the team will resume practicing on Monday and he plans to take the team to Lagos to compete in friendly matches with other local teams.
Instead of the 2 weeks which we would have had with our import players, more time to blend for the team to blend together. So the postponement too is also a blessing in disguise for us.
But the league is not alone in the world of sports and grappling with the virus. International tennis and golf tournaments scheduled to take place in China, Japan, and Italy have been cancelled. Italy has also postponed matches in its Serie A football league and may resume without allowing fans to attend. In some European football leagues, players are being advised not to shake hands as is customary after matches.
It's a global situation, as you know. I mean, events and global meetings are being cancelled all over the world, so we're not immune to that.
Fall insists the delays are only a speed bump and the league will still be as successful as organizers had hoped.
We are still, fully committed to launching as soon as the situation clears up. So, nothing has changed. It's been excited, the fans are excited and anticipating and looking forward to the launch of the league.
Salem Solomon with Mike Mbonye, VOA News, Washington.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
In National Basketball Association action Sunday, the Los Angeles Lakers beat their city rival, the Los Angeles Clippers, by 9 points. The AP's Mark Myers reports from Los Angeles.
In a Western Conference showdown, the Lakers beat the rival Clippers 112-103. Anthony Davis scored 30 points, LeBron James 28, and Avery Bradley, primarily known for his defensive skills, chipped in with a season-high 24. The Lakers have won 11 of their last 12. Davis likes where things are headed.
The first time we played Milwaukee and the previous two times we played the Clippers, we beat ourselves. And, when we don't do that get a shot on goal every time and don't turn the ball over, then, we're a tough team to beat.
Paul George scored 31 as the Clippers' winning streak ends at 6.
It doesn't set us back. They played. They were the team that, really wanted it, and they went and got it today. We got to play them one more time. Life goes on. We're not down about it. Just keep it rolling.
Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's go to Boston, Massachusetts, where the Oklahoma City Thunder was victorious thanks to a key defensive play in the game's closing seconds. The AP's Gethin Coolbaugh reports from Boston.
Dennis Schroeder's late steal and go-ahead layup with 8.5 seconds left gave the Thunder a 105-104 win over the Celtics. With OKC down 2, Schroeder came up with a steal of Kemba Walker with 11 seconds to play and charged in for an uncontested layup.
Sideline was right there, tried to spin. And obviously, I got the steal there. Great execution, stay disciplined, and got the W.
Jason Tatum missed a potential game-winning fadeaway on the other end with 1.8 remaining. Chris Paul had a game-high 28 points, and Schroeder added 27 to help the Thunder win their third straight. Gordon Hayward had 24 points as the Celtics suffered their fourth straight home loss. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Thanks, Gethin. Near New York City, the U.S. women's national soccer team edged Spain Sunday 1-0, to extend its unbeaten streak to 30 matches. The world champion American women got a late goal from Julie Ertz. In the 87th minute, Kristen Press curled a free kick into the heart of the penalty area. The onrushing Ertz delivered a powerful header for her 20th U.S. goal. It marked the second consecutive victory for the USA in the She Believes Cup tournament. The American women opened with a 2-0 victory over England. The first match of the day on Sunday also featured some late drama as England defeated Olympic host Japan 1-0 on Ellen White's 83rd minute goal. The She Believes Cup will conclude Wednesday evening near Dallas, Texas, where the USA will play Japan and England will go against Spain. And that wraps up the March 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
This is Science in a Minute.
In 2012, NASA's Kepler spacecraft discovered three odd exoplanets circling a 500 million-year-old star some 2,400 light-years away. 2 years later, scientists found that the planets seemed to have a lower density than any planet in the solar system, and that they appeared to be light, fluffy, and resembled cotton candy, the favorite circus treat. A team of scientists led by researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder recently used the Hubble Space Telescope to confirm these earlier findings and find that the planets in the Kepler-51 star system represent a new class of exoplanets nicknamed superpuffs. According to NASA, although they each have a mass that's no more than several times that of Earth, because of their atmospheres of hydrogen and helium are so bloated, they are nearly the size of Jupiter. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.